This episode of the Texas Beer Experience Podcast is brought to you by Galveston Island Brewing. Visit Galveston Island Brewing at their taproom on Galveston Island or online at www.galvestonislandbrewing.com. Grab yourself a cold beer and get ready to enjoy the official beer podcast of the state of Texas. Welcome to the Texas Beer Experience Podcast, dedicated to all the great things about Texas craft beer. And I am your host, Leo Longoria. Hey everybody, it's your favorite host, or maybe you're not your favorite host. I don't know. Nobody really tells me if I'm good or not.
But you're my favorite host here.
Hey, okay, in the moment, I'm the favorite host. It's me, Leo, with Texas Beer Experience, joined by my good friends today. We have Ronnie Reisner.
Hey, how you doing, everybody?
Hey, Ronnie. And we have Louis Espinoza here today from Turkey Forest Brewing.
Hello.
And then the main man, Oscar Hernandez from
Gonzalez.
Gonzalez.
The main man.
The main man. Hello, everybody. His name I forgot. Oscar Gonzalez. Dude, is it really Gonzalez?
Always has been.
Man,
yes.
I have a feeling that I have you as Hernandez in my phone.
We can update.
No, we'll definitely update that. So we're here at Turkey Forest. We're actually inside the Turkey Forest Brewing. That's inside the Big Al Craft Beer House.
Yes.
Out here off of Airline Drive in Houston. And so we're getting together today because I asked the guys a few weeks ago, or maybe a couple months ago, about doing a collaboration beer for something that's really important to me, and that's mental health, or mental health awareness.
Yes.
So we sat down and said, hey, let's do this. And we decided to do a stout. Well, actually, I said, you guys do what you feel you want to do. And so let's do a stout. So that's perfect because you guys make great stouts.
Thank you. Yes, thank you very much.
So came here a few weeks ago. I had a nice little brew day where I held a clipboard and took videos of grain being poured.
Great job.
Yeah, thanks, great man. That's job. What I'm known for.
Definitely would rehire you for that.
Yeah, and so we're here today to try this great stout. Actually, I've already tried it. It's called Check Yourself. And we decided to call it Check Yourself because, you know, it's good to like do a mental check-in, especially now with the holidays upon us. A lot of people can feel anxiety or depression or just general stress. And it's good to just think and like, you know what, do I really need to be in this position? Do I really need to feel this stressed and anxious all the time? Just check yourself and maybe
right.
Have a beer. At Big Al Craft Beer House.
Yes, absolutely.
But I just want to say thanks, guys, for allowing me the opportunity to do this. This beer is fantastic. It's an oatmeal stout. Has a great mouthfeel. Has a great roast character to it. Just incredibly good.
Thank you, yeah.
Yeah.
Tons of coffee up front.
Oh, yeah. Tons of coffee. And a few weeks ago, or last week, Louis was like, man, I'm not sure if this is going to work. I was like, really?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, man. And then, like, a few days later, I think I stopped by. Well, you had texted me and said, hey, come by and taste it. Let me know what you think. So I came by, and I was like, man, I think it's good. And he's like, good, because a few days ago it was not very good.
Yeah. We tasted it, like, 3 days before you showed up. And
yeah.
I was not feeling the beer at all.
It was a really big change in just a matter of a couple of days.
Yeah, so when we initially tasted it that day, it was like real bitter.
Yeah.
Real bitter. But 3 days later, everything mellowed out and just melded together and worked, and
well,
I liked it.
That bitterness just kind of made itself into like this really great roast character.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Just like you say, just mellowed out into this beautiful beer with great head retention, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking at it here. It's just got that nice, you know, coffee-ish color head retention to it. Just really good, man. I just smacked my mouth on the right on the mic.
Glad you like it, bro. Coached the glass pretty nice.
For sure. So, one of the things that we haven't talked about, because I wasn't able to come out here, was the one-year anniversary. So you guys are my second brewery to be on the show for the second time.
Awesome. Right.
Yeah, so I've had Tom Painter on a couple of times from No Label. Their anniversary's coming up, I think. Well, it's actually
next week.
Saturday.
I think it's next Saturday, isn't it?
I think it's the 26th. That's right. It's next Saturday.
Next Saturday.
Next Saturday. And yeah, so they'll be celebrating that. Check out that podcast. That was actually the last one we did. But you guys just turned one.
Yes.
How has that year been so far?
Exciting.
Nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
And rewarding too, and rewarding at the same time, man. It's been as nerve-wracking as it has been, it's been just as, if not more rewarding than that still.
Yeah.
With this one year, we've gotten a lot of great feedback, built up a good clientele, some regulars that come for all our releases, which is awesome. It's really an awesome feeling.
And shout out to all those folks that come by every time we have a release. Thank you very much.
Yeah, man. That's when you know you're doing something right, when people keep coming and keep coming.
Yeah.
Because you're making a good product. And you guys are, man. And, you know, being a Mexican-American, I'm super proud to call you guys Mexican-American brewers that have done a great job here, man. Just amazing.
Yeah.
And now there's more.
There's more, and it's exciting to see that there's
Project
more
Halo.
Up. Yep.
Misfit. Juan and Misfit out there, and
we've collabed with both of those guys, and they're great.
What was the Project Halo collab?
It was a cold IPA.
That's right.
Is that kind of like their jam? Like that's what they're known for.
That's they're known. Yeah.
Okay. I don't think I've tried it yet.
It's really good. It's different. Man, I liked it. I thought it was really good. The one we made here, anyway, I really enjoyed it.
It was real crisp, but real hoppy in the back end. It was like a great meld between a lager and a IPA.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, it was not an IPL, but a cold
IPA. I think a lot of people argue, it's like, well, that's not really an IPA, it's an IPL.
Yeah, but there's a difference between both of them.
Yeah, and the difference is that it's, I mean, I've read it before.
I have it right here. Let me see if I can pull it up.
Well, it has something to do with, like, the fact that they're using... They're using adjuncts like rice hulls and things like that as well. And that makes it more of a cold IPA, not a pale lager. I don't know.
Maybe cream ale?
I don't know. But I know it started in the Pacific Northwest, right? There's a brewery in Portland or somebody that started that.
Not sure where it started. Never even heard of the style really until
Project
Halo came up to us.
That's right. I have not heard of that style until she said, "Let's make a cold IPA." And I'm like, "Sure, let's do that."
Do you drink them warm?
No.
I have those all the time. I love cold IPAs.
The only thing I drink warm is coffee, bro. That's it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or caldo de res. Yeah.
Yes, caldo de res. I will drink warm too. Menudo, pozole.
Hey man, you're making me hungry. Who's this guy out here? His name is
Dream.
His
cool
he's
name.
Making Dream. Like some amazing like Korean food or something.
Thai.
Thai
noodles, right? And his specialty is noodles. Is that right? He's a noodle guy.
Yeah.
And I opened the door. I was like, oh my gosh, what's going on?
Yeah. I smelled it too as soon as I came in the door.
Smells so good.
The from Project Halo, I've had their, it's a series, I believe, of the cold IPAs they're doing. And they had the Queen Forever, I believe, was the last one. And I had that one when I recently went out there. It's pretty good. They're doing their thing out there. People go out there and they're constantly asking for them, is what I'm told.
Warm fermented lager.
I'm glad to hear it.
Warm fermented lager yeast, is that what the difference is?
So yeah, that looks like what the difference is. Okay, so cold IPA uses U.S. or Southern Hemisphere hops, pale malt plus 25 to 30% rice or corn. So that's the other difference. Oh no, but a cold IPA or an IPL is also the same. But then the yeast for the cold IPA is a warm fermented lager yeast. I can't read that. Was that really dry at the end? Or was that fermented really dry? Okay. Whereas an IPL is just a regular lager yeast, and then you can use any hop on an IPL, whereas a cold IPA has to be a U.S. or Southern Hemisphere, so it has to have probably that fruit factor to it.
Yeah.
Like you would want to use like Simcoe or Osaka or Motueka or something like that. Yeah.
Love that Simcoe.
Amarillo.
Yeah, impartial.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Simcoe. Oh man, I don't know if I should talk about this, but I was at Elder Sun yesterday.
Oh.
And he has an IPA. I don't think he's kicked it yet. I think he just poured me a little bit off the fermenter.
Oh.
That was Simcoe and Amarillo.
Bro. Really good, huh?
Bro.
I'm looking forward to trying it, man. Yeah. It's
really good.
Robert does some good stuff out there.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does, man. It was really good. Just like y'all's IPA. What's that one? You gave me a can of it one time. I can't remember the name of it.
Is it Turkey Forest Frosttown?
No, not the Frosttown one.
Middle Child.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
It's in the fermenter right now.
It's in the fermenter right now. Man, Middle Child, that's good, dude.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been one of my favorites too, by the way.
Yeah.
I really enjoy that one.
So what's been the favorite beer overall 1 year in?
Which of our kids is our favorite kid?
From us or from the customers?
No, from y'all.
From us? Yeah. Man, I don't know. There's a lot that I liked a lot.
I think I like Thick 30. Yeah. I really do.
Okay, and that's on tap right now.
Yeah, that's on tap right now.
Why is it called Thick 30?
So, we're fans of Lizzo. She's an H-Town girl. That's actually from one of her songs. She says something like, it's bad bitch o'clock. Yeah, it's thick 30. And I thought,
that's awesome. That's right. Yeah. See, that's why I never pay attention to the lyrics. Because I'm a dumbass.
So shout out to Lizzo.
I'm just so shocked when because I hear the first part, it's bad bitch o'clock. And I'm like, oh my God, people talk like that?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yes. Yes.
Lynn loves Lizzo.
I do.
She does. Yeah. She's great.
Good, man.
Yeah.
She's awesome.
Lizzo's awesome, man.
Yeah. She is pretty awesome. Did y'all go see her at her show here a few weeks
ago? No.
My wife and my daughter went. I had a ticket, but I was sick, man. I was feeling terrible. So Victoria was nice enough to accompany my wife and daughter out to the show.
That's nice.
Yeah, but I did get to see a couple of videos that they recorded from the show. So it was really cool.
I heard it was a pretty dope show. Yeah.
I hear the same.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And Louie didn't go either.
I did not go, man.
Louie is watching the Dodgers lose in the playoffs. Uh-huh.
Being swept. Just,
it's you,
I didn't even think about it. It just like popped into this. It's like this is the next thing you have to say on the show.
Yeah.
Go Astros.
No.
But man, you know what? You're such a good sport, Louie.
Yeah,
he really is.
I would have told somebody to shut up by now.
Nah, man.
And honestly, like the day that I came in on Brew Day, because I hadn't seen Louie yet, and we're still in the midst of the playoffs, and the Dodgers had just been eliminated. And I said, man, like, if I'm being honest, I'm disappointed because I really wanted to play the Dodgers.
Yeah, I think we all did. We all really wanted that day.
Yeah, like, I was like, man. Yeah, anyway.
We're looking for round two, you know. Dodgers versus Astros.
Yeah, man. I think. Oh, man.
They're really excited about it.
Don't know what that was.
It was sound effects. It was a pretty cool show.
You got somebody on a dirt bike out
there. Right?
you guys put a drive through over here? Hey, that could be a thing.
Yeah. Drive through beer as you go. Yeah.
Louisiana style?
Yeah.
So, hey, what's in that room back there behind the tap wall? Is that just like storage or?
Yeah, it's a big fridge. Yeah,
we have the fridge back there, then a little office, and then a little break room.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it, yeah.
Dude, it sounds like you need a drive-thru.
Yeah.
We can convert that office/storage room into the drive-thru window.
What I may have to do is just cut a big hole in the wall.
Yeah.
We'll just knock down that gas station next to us and make it
happen. Oh, does it butt up right up against the
top? Yeah.
I mean, I think there's like 4 feet, 5 feet between. Actually,
you know
like
what?
Six.
I didn't even. You're right. I don't know why I imagined that there was like a driveway.
It feels like it.
It kind of feels like it, but you're right. There is a one.
Yeah.
Never mind. You should have just told me, Leo, shut up. There's no room for it. There's no room for it. Hey, let's take a quick break. We'll be back with our friends here at Turkey Forest. We'll talk a little bit more about this beer and the worthy cause. So stay tuned.
Hey, Texas Bay Experience listeners, are you looking to buy, sell, or lease a home? From the official podcast of Texas Beer, you need to call the official Texas Beer Realtor, Hugh Height. Hugh knows hops and Hugh knows houses, and he can help you with all your real estate needs. That's txbeerrealtor.com or 281-939-8182. Looking to improve your fitness but don't want to give up your favorite beer? Check out Squats and Hops. Squats and Hops will send you training programs directly to your phone, and you will have access to a personal coach for only $25 a month. Train smart, drink crafty. Check out Squats and Hops on Instagram or their website at www.squatsandhops.com. Follow the Texas Beer Experience blog and podcast on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Did you miss an episode? All episodes are available on all the major podcast platforms and even some of the not-so-major ones. And now, back to the Texas Beer Experience podcast. Yeah, so we're back over here with our friends Oscar Gonzalez, OG. Then we have Louis over here, Louis Espinoza.
Hey, hey.
And then we have Ronnie Reisner, who I have also mispronounced his last name when I first met him. I thought it was Risner.
Oh,
you are one of many. You are one of many.
Well, and you need to call Google, because when I tell him, hey, call Ronnie Reisner, and she comes back and says, calling Ronnie Risner.
I had them on speed dial. They didn't want to answer my calls.
Yeah. No, but that's always something I always mess up people's names. Terrible. So we mentioned favorite beers that you guys have made here so far.
Both. Yeah, he said Thick 30.
Yeah.
For me, it'll probably be I don't know, man. It's hard to say because we have so many, man, and I love them all.
Called Uncomfortable Silence.
I thought you were gonna say Turkey's Lager, by the way.
It's one of them.
I like that one a lot.
That was really, really good. It's a great mosaic dry hopped lager.
Yeah, I mean that was recent. You guys had that, right? That was good. Yeah.
I don't know. All of our beers are really some of my favorite stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think maybe the Odd Couple was one of my favorites.
Odd Couple. I don't think I ever had that one.
That was a stout that was bittered with mosaic hops.
Yeah, we bittered it with a pound of mosaic hops, and it was like a ton of blueberries, and it was good. It was a good beer. That's why we called it the Odd Couple, because who uses mosaic in a stout?
Nobody. Turkey Forest.
Yeah, we do.
That's right. Are y'all gonna make that one again?
Yeah, definitely. Right. We'll be coming back eventually, but
I'll keep my eye out for that one. I want to try that.
Wasn't that one of y'all's opening week beers?
No,
it was early.
It was early on, but it was after our opening week. We only had two on our opening week, which was Thanks for Noticing and The Chase. Yeah. Which was a Smash IPA, and then The Chase was a stout.
And then right after that, Los Marranitos.
Yeah, Chasing Marranitos. Right.
Chasing Marranitos, yes. Yeah, man, that was outstanding. That was outstanding. All right, but you mentioned favorite beer for your customers. What's been the one that people have raved about the most?
My what I've noticed is Northside Red, Thick 30.
Lightning Strike.
Mm.
I had that yesterday. Pretty good.
Thank you.
Pretty good for a cream ale, man. Yeah. I'm not a big cream ale guy, but that one was nice. Yeah.
There's somebody out there before all y'all got here that was asking for the Northside Red.
Oh, yeah. See? Yeah.
The red ale?
It's a
hibiscus sour.
Yeah, Jamaica sour.
Oh.
Yeah.
I feel like I had that. I feel like that was maybe, 4 or 5 months ago?
About.
And we've had it on more than once.
Yeah, we've had it on twice. Okay.
Y'all took that one to the festival too, didn't you? The Northside Red or?
Which? Did we?
Block party?
No, we took Tamarindo.
Tamarindo, that's what it was.
We took our Tamarindo sour to the...
Tamarindo, that's right. And you guys took your excellent Oktoberfest.
Yes, an Oktoberfest.
Oktoberfest.
Yes.
Man, I like that you guys like to Mexicana the whole thing.
Yeah.
Oktoberfest. I didn't even know you guys called it that.
Yeah, that was the name of it. Yeah.
Oktoberfest. That was really good, man. I was like, it was better than the brewery that was kind of in between us.
Yeah.
I thought. I'm not gonna say who it was. But yeah, I mean, this was pretty good. But when I tried yours, I was like, man, this is great, dude. Like.
Yeah, both times we've had it on tap, they went super fast.
Yeah.
And then a lot of people would come in after they were gone and kept looking for it.
A lot of positive feedback on this. Yeah. That's right.
Oktoberfest. Any variations on that one coming up anytime soon?
Yeah. Nah, I mean, we're going to probably brew it again soon. Just don't know how soon. It's a good beer.
August?
Yeah. No, like sooner, probably sooner than that. Way sooner than that.
It will be an asterisk next to Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just call it... Just
whatever call month it is,
Fest. Enhedofest.
Yeah. Whatever month it is, Fest.
Yeah.
Enhedofest, I don't know. Hey, so I did want to ask, are you guys ever considering doing any kind of like a barrel beer?
Yes. We plan on doing some barrel.
Yeah, we talked about barrel aging that Chasing Marronitos. Mm. Louis wants a barrel aging IPA.
Yeah, too, definitely want a barrel aging IPA. Take it back to the old school. No one barrel ages IPAs anymore.
I don't even know if I've ever had a barrel aged IPA.
I used to like them. They were good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What kind of barrel would you put it in?
Probably like a rye barrel.
Ooh. Ooh. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Rye IPA and a rye barrel, maybe?
Yes.
Are you going to make that next week?
Yeah. Yes. It'll come in time.
That sounds amazing. And it was funny because before you got here, we were talking about whiskey, and I really like rye whiskey a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Yeah. And, and rye IPA, you don't really see that very often. I remember a few years ago, I wanted to write a blog post about pairing tacos with different styles of beer.
Yeah.
And I really wanted a rye IPA. And the only one that a brewery that would sell beer here that had one was Real Ale, but I couldn't find it anywhere. And so I ended up not even writing the. I got discouraged after I couldn't find a rye IPA.
Like, oh, it's not meant to be. Not meant to be.
Maybe not at that time. Maybe at a later time.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe we could do a blog post with the barrel-aged rye IPA and some tacos, right?
Yes.
Oh, man. I'm making myself hungry now. Can we wrap this up right now? But, dude, I mean, you guys have worked really hard 1 year into this. I mean, even before that. I mean, because the first time you guys came on the show was about a month or two before you guys opened. And I mean, I've just seen you guys grow as brewers, grow as men.
Yes.
And man, I'm really proud of you guys, man. So
thanks, man.
Cheers to y'all.
Thank you. Cheers.
Yeah. Cheers to many more years for Turkey Forest, and for Al and the guys from Big Al. I mean, you guys are part of that too. But
yes, absolutely.
But yeah, man, I just love that I can come here, and that it's. Family-owned, and it's Mexican-American.
It's really cool to come in and work with your closest friends and spend time with them and be in business together. It's been fun. It's been stressful at times, of course.
Of course.
Of course.
But it's been a lot of fun.
If it's not stressful, it's probably not fun.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, because you wouldn't get any of the rewards out of it, right?
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. We're going to take one more quick break, and I want to just come back and talk about a little bit more about mental health, and then we'll close out with our good friends here at Turkey Forest.
Yes.
Stay tuned. Cheers.
Are you looking for a bigger home so you can have more room for beer? Are you looking to move closer to your favorite brewery or bottle shop? Whatever the reason, you need to call Hugh Height, the Texas Beer Realtor. Hugh is a craft beer fan looking to help out his fellow hopheads any way he can with their real estate needs. That's Hugh Height, txbeerrealtor.com or 281-939-8182. Follow the Texas Beer Experience blog and podcast on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Did you miss an episode? All episodes are available on all the major podcast platforms and even some of the not so major ones. And now, back to the Texas Beer Experience podcast.
All right, we're back with one last segment with our friends here at Turkey Forest. And you guys are in, you know, year-end stuff. Do you guys have any special beers coming out that we should look forward to?
Yeah, we do. In fact, we're getting ready to brew this coming Monday our Krampus Lager, which will be an Imperial Lager.
Yes, Imperial for Christmas.
Mm. So, Christmas beer. Okay, so is there going to be any kind of spice addition to it?
Nope, no spices. No, not a Christmas ale, but an Imperial Lager.
An Imperial Lager, yeah?
Yes.
What can you tell me about it? What can you tell me and what won't you tell me?
No, we're just...
We're going to keep it German, right?
German.
We're gonna keep it German hops, style. German grains.
Yeah?
Yeah, okay. And make it an Imperial and... Hopefully,
something strong, keep you warm. Yeah,
for Christmas, for the winter.
All right. I mean, warm in the winter.
Yeah. I mean, even though we're in Houston and it's not snowing or nothing, but you know.
Dude, it's still cold outside.
It's cold. Use your imagination.
Yeah, right? Use your imagination.
Hey, the weather outside is not great today. It's
that's
like
true.
Cold and rainy.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
So would you say the weather outside is frightful?
Yeah. I would say it is.
You would. You would.
Yeah. But you guys are so delightful. So let it rain. Let it rain.
Yeah, that's what we have coming out for Christmas, our for the holidays. I know a lot of people like Christmas sales or whatnot, but you know, I think an Imperial Lager would be more up our alley and sell a little bit better here.
Well, I'm looking forward to that. So right around Christmas time, you think it'll be ready?
Yeah, maybe about a week or two before Christmas.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, but one week at least.
At least one week before Christmas.
At least 1 week before Christmas.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to be here to try that. That sounds delicious. Yeah, guys, thank you all for being on the show. I don't know, did we ask you guys the questions the last time you were on about road trip stuff? And
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't remember that.
No, maybe we weren't doing that at the time. Okay, so just for the sake of maybe not having asked the questions, so we asked two questions of our guests. The first one is, if you were on a road trip in Texas today, what's the thing that makes it an official road trip? It could be anything.
Stopping at Bucky's.
I was going to say
Boosie's. Boosie's.
Wait, what's that from?
It's like one of the reels or TikTok videos where people are like, we're finally in Texas and we're going to go to Boosie's.
We're at Boosie's, y'all.
Yeah. They're just walking to all them Bucky's.
Are they being for real?
Yeah, they're being for real. And they're like, you know, oh, Boosie sells this and Boosie sells that. What, they got fudge here at Boosie's? And it's like, it's Bucky's. Nah.
Louis loves sending me the clips of it because he knows that it's just a little anger builds up inside. And I'm like, no.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, I send him a lot of stuff.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. Boosie's. Yeah. I said stop at Boosie's, but I feel like that's kind of like, I mean, if you're in Texas, you're going to stop at Boosie's.
Why not?
Yeah,
why
definitely.
Why wouldn't you?
But what's, okay, so if you're going to Bucky's,
yes.
What are you getting?
It varies, bro.
Yeah, it does vary.
It depends on
there's
what
no I'm, favorite thing.
How long it's been since I ate and how long it's going to be. Man, I might go for a brisket sandwich, a turkey sandwich.
I like the slice.
Taco. Man, they got everything.
They do. Me, I like getting their potato chips, their homemade potato chips that
those
they make.
Those are great.
Those are good.
Those are great.
I love those. Yeah. Then they have the Fruity Pebbles Rice Krispies Treat bar. Oh, I love that, man.
Dude, I haven't had one of those.
Dude, it's amazing.
Fruity Pebbles, man.
Yes.
That's the kind of cereal I could really go for.
Yeah, one of my favorite cereals.
Hell yeah.
You had their peanut butter cups that they make themselves?
I haven't had that.
Those things are like... I know y'all can't see me because it's back there, but these things are massive.
Yeah.
Bigger than a hockey puck.
Wow.
I haven't seen those yet.
Yeah, I've never noticed those.
Try that sometime. Yeah. My doctor will love that.
Yeah. Your dentist as well. Great job.
Right. And then the last question is, if today is your last day on Earth, and usually I give people time, I like set them up at the beginning of the show so they can think about it. So I'm giving it to you on the spot. If today is your last day on Earth, what's the beer you're drinking?
Ooh.
But Oscar, I mean, would you drink a beer today if...
Yes.
Yeah. Especially if it was my last day.
I would drink several.
Oscar's fasting for beer right now. So.
Yes. Been like 2 weeks now. Doing all right.
Yeah.
Brave man.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah.
But no, I would definitely, if this was the last day, I would definitely drink something. And I'd probably have me a thick 30, a lightning strike, a pullover. Yeah.
It's gotta be
one. You know what though? I would have a celebration. Right now we have it on tap.
Oh yeah,
and those are good.
That's excellent from
Sri Yes.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'd have one of those.
Okay.
I don't know. For me, it'd probably have to be old school brash with a Cali Green.
Cali Green.
Or Cali Green or Pusalia. Yeah. Probably be the last beer.
And if Art Car has a double dry hop, you know,
definitely.
By the way, those should come out more often. Guys. Yeah.
Hey Brock, you need to start bringing out more double dry hop Art Cars.
Both the double dry hop and the double IPA, the red can and the green cans. You know what we're talking about, bro.
Bring them out more.
I don't know if I've ever seen the green can. Did they just sell that at the brewery or is
that
in stores?
I think just at the brewery, I believe.
Think Victoria went and picked up some for us at. Because
I've had the red can, the
double IPA.
Double IPA.
And that's good.
Yeah.
But the double dry hop.
Yeah, the DDH Art Car was really, really great.
Mm. Yeah. One of my favorites.
Okay. All right. Well, that's it. You guys did a great job.
Well, we never talked about mental health.
Well, no, I'm about to.
Okay, I thought we were closing out the show.
But you guys did a great job with those questions, man. Like, a lot of people have a hard time, especially with the last year of your life question. I mean, I understand it's a tough question.
Yeah, it is.
For me, like if you ask me, it changes, dude.
It does.
I was going to say that. You ask me 5 minutes from now, I might give you a different answer.
5 minutes. Yeah, no, it does change. So you guys did a great job with that. Thank you.
Of course.
But thank you for having me out here today. Thank you for making this delicious beer. This beer is amazing, man. You guys need to come out and try it. How much do you guys have?
We have a barrel.
A barrel?
Yeah.
Okay, so a couple.
Two kegs.
Two kegs of it. Y'all come empty this thing, man. It's delicious. It'll warm you up cold and rainy day like today. And for me it's especially important because of mental health. Right around this time last year, man, I was really going through a tough time with mental health. Was not doing well. I just couldn't understand why I couldn't be happy. Like I have a great job, I have a great family, and man, I just find myself just like crying, dude.
Yeah.
Like in the car driving, man, what is wrong with me?
Yeah. Been there.
Yeah, and it was a conversation that I had with our good friend Martina from Eco Parks one day, and she just kind of brought up taking antidepressants, and so I asked her, like, does it help you? And she's like, oh yeah, it definitely helps me. It keeps me level, and so then that's when I was like, you know, I should probably ask about it because I was in rough shape.
Yeah,
and so I went to see my doctor. And they did like this, they asked me a bunch of questions, and she was like, if you're not suicidal, you're close. And so she said, it's a good thing you came to see me. We can probably get you started on something and see how that works. And I'm glad I did. And then the other thing that really helped me out, on top of taking, you know, the antidepressant, was just being able to talk about it.
Yeah.
To say, hey, I'm not well, and recognizing that I'm not well, and I need to do something. And I feel that helps me out, sometimes more than the medication, that I can talk about it and feel normal. You know, mental health has a big stigma around it.
It really does.
Yeah.
And not just mental health, but taking medication for
mental health also has a big stigma around it. You know, and I can understand that. Some people don't really like that. But if it can help you, consider it. But if you can be well without it, that's good too. But consider it, because it has helped me, and now I can't see myself without it. Like I want to take it. because it helps me. It really does.
Once upon a time in my life, I was taking antidepressants when I was in my early 20s. I was one of those people that was always in a hurry to live life. So by the time I was 20, before I turned 21, I was married, had a baby, was buying a house, and was going through all the life's biggest stressors, and I couldn't handle it. So I was actually getting physically just start sweating in certain situations, just start stuttering, get tunnel vision. I was getting these physical manifestations of if something's wrong. And so I luckily did go see a doctor. They gave me some prescriptions. Some of them helped. Some of them were so strong that I would just fall asleep. And I couldn't do anything. So it's a good idea to talk to your doctor and to definitely, even after they've prescribed you, whatever they have prescribed you, is to continue that conversation with that doctor. Make sure you're telling them if it's helping or not. And if it's not, change it up. Keep trying. Keep working with that doctor. And eventually, I know we came up with something for me that worked, that allowed me to kind of slow down and recognize when I was going into one of those moments and maybe do something about it, maybe go somewhere I can kind of just take a few breaths, relax and chill and do different exercises.
Going outside is really good for you.
It really does.
Getting some sunshine
absolutely.
Is really good
some
for
fresh
you.
Fresh air
yeah.
does wonders for somebody.
Absolutely. But yeah, man, you know, I still struggle with it. Even like last weekend, I was a little bit depressed. So I can still get there, but I'm not letting it go to where it was.
Yeah.
You know? And that's the important thing. And then being able to talk about it too helps out. You know, I have a wonderful wife that I can talk to. And the, you know, last weekend I was like, hey, I'm not doing well right now. I'm kind of struggling, and she's there for me. You know, so it's important to have the relationships, to be able to have people that you can
absolutely
trust
right.
and talk to. And so please, if you're feeling bad, talk to somebody.
Yeah.
It's really okay. And there's a lot of safe places that you can go to talk to somebody that has a listening ear and an understanding heart. Mm-hmm. If you feel you can talk to me, I'd be happy to talk to you, put you in the right direction, just like Martina did for me that day. So, and I did ask her for permission to mention that. I think I've mentioned it before on the podcast, and so she's totally cool with that. She's a great person, a good friend. And I'm grateful for her. So
shout out to Martina.
Awesome. And some great beers that she represents over at Equal Parts too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So hey guys, again, thank y'all for having me on the show.
Thanks for having us. Thank you for joining our show. The Turkey Forest Show.
Welcome to the Turkey Forest Show, y'all.
Totally flustered right now. Thank you for being on the show.
Absolutely.
It's our show, man. It's not my show. It's our show, man. You guys keep doing great. Thank you again for supporting me with this cause. And
absolutely. Happy to do it.
Yeah. And during the holidays, just be mindful of how you feel. There's no pressure to meet any kind of expectations that you put on yourself.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah. Just find happiness, and a lot of times it's a really simple thing. So, anyhow, you guys have a great weekend. Cheers, and stay warm.
Cheers.